When we speak of a via media, we are speaking of a person or some kind of a vehicle which will allow us to connect with the Supreme. Now, all that really counts is the connection. The connection is the most important thing. Now, to make the connection is the difficulty most people have. In fact, everybody has. Did we switch translators? Okay. All right. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Okay. If you don't understand and you want me to repeat, have Umakanta raise his hand. Okay? Because I can't really understand what you're saying so well. So the whole point in spiritual life is to connect with the Supreme. And therefore, so much emphasis is given to this connection. And the reason the emphasis is given, because normally people have a very hard time understanding how to connect to the Supreme. Now, this is natural because most of us are not accustomed to harmonizing with higher frequencies. We are not used to connecting to something which is outside of our physical realm. That means we can connect with things we hear with our ears. We can connect with things we see with our eyes. If our senses are involved, we have the capacity to do some connection. Okay, if our senses are involved, that means if we are using our eyes or ears or nose or mouth or touch, then we can connect with things in our realm. But if our senses are not involved, then it becomes more difficult. Now, it is also possible to connect to something on the level of the mind. Extremely intelligent professors, scientists, and so on can come up with great theories and figure things out in a very wonderful way through their mental capacity. Now, you can also understand this when you dream at night. Now, while we're dreaming, we are connecting with all kinds of other minds and other kinds of personalities on the mental platform. However, the spiritual energies or the even higher energies in this universe are not available to the mind or the senses. And because these elements are not available to the mind or sense, in usual spiritual practices, it is desired to have a person or a deity where we can use our present senses and connect. So, in theory, the idea of using a person or deity to connect to the Supreme is a very good one. The problem was that there were many different kinds of abuses or exploitation of this. If somebody assists you to connect to the Supreme, they are being of service to you. They are helping you, assisting you. They do that because they wish to be of service. Now, the abuse came in because instead of just being of service, it now all of a sudden became, not all of a sudden, it became a situation where that person became either as important or more important than those persons we are connecting to. And instead of being a conduit, a passageway to the Supreme, that person becomes a blockage. In other words, everything gets stuck on this level of the via media, and the energy no longer flows upwards. Now, someone may argue that the via media's job is to connect you by making it flow through them. But actually, You should not have to go through something to connect to the Supreme. The very act of going through something colors your capacity to connect with the Supreme. No physical person can be that transparent. It is not possible. Therefore, that physical person's main job is to bring you to the deity, because the deity is that transparency. The divine, the supreme, works their energy through the deities. And since the energy and the energetic source are one, the deity and the divine are one. And you who stand before the deity can connect to that energy of God. Now, normally, if any person comes and stands before the deity, they would have a hard time understanding how to connect. Therefore, the teacher is meant to explain to you the ways in which you can contact the deity, the divine. For example, when we were doing our programs in St. Petersburg, my main business was to help everyone to contact themselves, to come in contact with their own energy, to feel their energy, to become familiar with the way their energy emanates from them, through their body, throughout their field that goes around them. And by doing that, one is able to connect to the spirituality that is within us. Now, my energy is not different than the energy of the Supreme. So when I connect to my energy, really, honestly, speak spiritual being that is me, I am connecting to the same kind of energy as the deity. But connecting to me doesn't connect me to the deity. But at least I am now capable. I have the potential to connect to the deity. So I always said I wanted to give the tools by which you can contact yourself and therefore contact the deity. So this is a different pathway. I simply explained how you could connect directly to the deity. So I'm over here, the deity's over there, and you're over there. You don't go through me to the deity. You simply learn and go directly to the deity. And if you start thinking that you have to go through me or get my permission or somehow get some blessings or something else than the method, then your capacity to connect to the deity will be greatly limited. So, therefore, the via media concept is not a very useful concept. But a guru as a teacher, as one who is of service to you, to assist you to connect with the Supreme directly, that is a very good concept. You know, I just realized that maybe I have to reset something in this computer in order to make this connection faster. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect, but within 5 minutes I'm going to connect again, and maybe I'll be able to correct this problem so we'll have a real good connection. Is that okay? Kamalamala? Okay? Okay, it's from my side, not yours. I'm going to check. And we're only capable of giving. I'm hearing you bad again all of a sudden. Again, when we speak about the tools by which we can connect, we have to say that literatures are definitely a tool which help people to connect to the Supreme. So, however, it depends, because a person who wishes to connect to the Supreme must be of the same quality energetically. That means one has to be in tune. One has to be in harmony with the energy of the Supreme. Yes? So you back to the same point that one has to learn how to connect one's energies to the Supreme. So instead of having a deity, you create the Shastra as the deity. You worship the Shastra as your deity and invoke the Supreme through that Shastra. That is why when somebody does a sacrifice or some kind of ceremony, a person can create a deity temporarily and work with and connect to that deity for that period of time. For example, you have a fire sacrifice. So you create a deity of fire. Call down that deity into the fire. And you connect with that deity while you're using that, while you're in that ceremony. And when you're finished with the ceremony, the fire goes out, deity is gone. So the whole point is your consciousness, which controls your energy, which invites the Supreme and connects with the Supreme. It's again your energy connecting with the Supreme through some agency. The idea is that you connect to the Supreme through a deity that you create or is already created for you, or a book which you also create as a deity. It's the same technique. So you are creating, or someone has created for you, a deity. And you are connecting to the Supreme through the deity. By connecting to the deity, you have been connected to this. Now back to this guru problem. Now, one could also make the guru a deity. That is what generally was done in the most modern times of Gaudiya Vaishnavism or in spirituality like that. You make the deity, the guru, a deity. So you call down the Supreme into the guru. Try and understand this because it's the whole essence of what's happening. You go to the deity, for instance. You have called down the Supreme into the deity. You know the deity is the Supreme because the deity is the called down energy of the Supreme. And you accept that. So you are part of this contract of the deity being the Supreme. So you do the same thing with guru. You create the guru into the Supreme. You wish to call down the Supreme into the guru because you've heard that's the way it is. So you give all your energy to creating the guru into the Supreme and you are part of the contract. Now, if the guru is a very, very special person who doesn't involve anybody in things, who just is completely detached in all ways from the material energy, who doesn't interact and get entangled, it might work. However, you've got even in that case problems because people use the guru. People use by politics, by maneuvering, by psychology to exploit others. And therefore, you start getting into the problem that those others tell you, only through the guru can you get to the divine, and I am the representative of the guru. And then what happens is that you get entangled in a political web that instead of being spiritual, turns into a material exploitation network. And everything becomes distorted. And it usually becomes distorted because the individual forgets who gave the power to the guru in the first place. One forgets that you are as important as that other person. Now, some have said that, oh, you don't need a guru because you are the guru. That's okay, but it's completely vague and doesn't explain very much. I would think a healthier way to speak about it is that you need someone to help you learn how to connect with the Supreme. So you come to that person with a submissive attitude to learn so that person feels inspired to teach. That means that is a simple psychology. If you make it easy for someone to teach you, then they will naturally teach you better. Yes, it's natural psychology. If you make it easy for someone to teach you, that person will teach you better. That's where this whole thing about being humble and submissive comes from. It's simply to encourage the teacher. It's not because the teacher is God, or the teacher is as good as God, or the teacher is the only way to get to God. Rather, the teacher is a way to help you get to where you want to go. So, when you want to connect with the Supreme, you figure out how you have to be, how you have to think and feel to connect to the Supreme by learning it from someone. And when you learn it, you practice it. You learn to do this through a person who teaches you all the methods by which you can do this. And then you practice it. You don't need to continuously go back to the guru or have a reference point to the guru all the time. You start to live your own life and you practice what you learned. You start to live your own life and you practice what you learn. That's why in the Gurukul, formerly the kids went to the Gurukul to the teacher for some time. They left the school. They went out, lived their life, and developed themselves. The destruction of this very simple thing came when the Guru now became the father, the mother, the teacher, the doctor, the psychologist, the advisor, the economic, you know what I mean. And I can't do anything unless my guru gives permission or approval. And the guru starts dictating to me my whole life. This is useless. It has nothing to do with spirituality. It is just an interference. It's an interference. It's an obstacle. It's a stumbling block. Therefore, the concept of this via media, the concept of this going through, is simply to learn how to connect to this. This I am very sure of. I have seen it very clearly how misuse of this thing has ruined almost all the religions in the world. That it's much easier to make contact through the heart to the deities. Well, I mean, it's up to you. It's whatever your personal preference is. But don't forget, when you're in front of the deity and you are meditating and making contact in your heart, you're also connecting to the deity. You can amplify that even more. Try this technique. I'll tell you a technique. Go in front of the deity and contact the divine within your own heart. Do that with your eyes closed. And your hands to the side, like this, to the side of your body. And just face your hand toward the deity, but contact the divine in your heart. And when you have that contact, then open your eyes and include the deity within your connection. Invite the deity into your connection. And you might find it become very interesting. But even if you don't do that, it's fine if you want to connect within the heart. Because what you are doing is you are invoking the deity in your heart. That means to bring down. You are calling down, to invoke. You call down. I don't agree. You don't need any ceremonies. You don't need any purification. You just need to be open and to express your love and to accept their love. You need nothing else. You've been told you need that, so therefore you believe it. But factually, you don't need it. It depends on what you are invoking in your heart. You know, you might just simply be connecting to your own self, your own divinity, and feeling that. Don't forget, you have enormous spiritual power and essence in your heart. That's why I wanted you to do this experiment with first connecting to the divine in your heart, and then connecting, inviting in the deity. It's the same exact thing that I just explained, that by coming to a teacher and somehow or another harmonizing yourself so that the teacher is very inspired to teach you, get that result. So that is the same exact thing. It's just
how you phrase it. You know, it's within a certain culture. It's a question of culture. You know, the culture in the ancient Indian culture, it was very much dedicated towards that kind of respect, that kind of relationship with teachers. There's a lot of other people that you can't. Did that help? Yeah, I mean, it's, look, if you love somebody, you wish to feed them. It's just normal. If you offer food because you think you can't eat it unless someone else eats it first, that's like selfish. If you offer food because you think you have to, otherwise something's wrong, that's just a duty. And if you offer food because you like to do it, if you love to do it, if you do it because you wish to give a nice present to the deities, that's love. That's something totally different. And it's that love that the deity feels most connected to you through. You know, when you do this offering, it's time for the offering, got to give something to the deity, quick, got to have cooks, got to do this and that. That doesn't connect you to the deity. You can only connect to the deity through that essential spiritual love that you are. And with that love, you can dress the deities, bathe the deities, take care of the deities, feed the deities. That's real connection. Yeah. No, that's offering to the demigods. It's like this. You know, if you just take and you... What? Okay. Yeah. So the idea is like this. If you just take without nourishing, it's an exploitation. One has to have, it's called a symbiotic relationship of giving and taking. Giving and taking. Now exactly how you give, that is what is under question right now. One may take food, one may take possessions, one may take blessings from the demigods, for instance. But how you offer again, how you nourish with that again, that may take many different forms. Well, I mean, you could do it by an offering of food. You could do it by assisting others. You could do it by doing something good for the environment. You could do it by worshiping the deities. You can do it in unlimited ways. What really counts is how you do it and the intention of what you do. I think if you read the Vedic literature and you keep in mind this idea of the intention of what you are doing, the energy within which you do it, many of these things will make much different sense than just reading them and getting direct understanding. In other words, it's like this. If you use intention, if you use your energy to understand the Shastra, it will be understood differently than if you just read it. In other words, you have to understand what's the point. And when you understand the point, then you can get past all this cultural problem, all this cultural business, historical business, which clouds the real point. Well, it depends. I mean, you know, there are sometimes when this book is better than that book. I mean, it's the same book, but maybe today it's not interesting for you. In a week it will be interesting. And then you've got the problem that most of these books don't really speak about Radha and Krishna or about that the deities of the Vedic conception that we like so much. So it becomes, you know, you get sometimes a little bored with the books. Bored. Not interested. It's not so much fun. That's why it's good to have like these discussions about them. That's why it's good to have discussions about it, because there's not that many books that you can depend on. You know, I have been doing so many things. I have so much to do. I can't even think of writing. It's like way out there. Can I have one of those? And get physical exercise too. I mean, that's very important. I find if I can do some physical exercise, you know, just do something physical or go out and play a little bit. It's just so relaxing for me to
just take time, like just quit at the end of the day. Just say, the day is over now. Now I just merge. I just space out now. I just totally give up all this work that's required. I mean, it's like really required. You have to just be self-disciplined and say, it's now so much time, it's now 7 o'clock or 6:30 or whatever you want to say. It's now this time, that's it. I quit. It's Sunday. I don't do anything. Required, you have to, otherwise you crack up. Who's asking that? Oh no. Kalavati, are you already cracked up? That's true. That needs a bigger program. That's something that's dealt with in a more, shall we say, concentrated way. There's no quick fix. And as long as it took you to get into this, you can expect twice as long it'll take you to get out of it. But what you can do is to have a very regulated or systematic kind of life where you sleep properly. Get up at the time you feel you should. You go to sleep when you should. You do some exercise and you eat good and don't work too much. You have to have a fixed time when you do things. That will help very much. If you were here in Gainesville, I would send you to my Chinese doctor. He's really good. When I get in that condition, he gives me some acupuncture and Chinese herbs, and I'm just like, woo, ready to go. No, I mean to say, if you were in Gainesville, where we live, here, Florida, there's a great doctor here who does acupuncture, you know? Acupuncture with the needle thing. And also gives medicine. And I get very much better when I'm in that condition. So maybe there's somebody there in Moscow who's good at that kind of alternative therapies. Sujak, this is very... I don't like that stuff at all. Sujak, I don't like Sujak at all. Somebody showed that to me and I said, no way. I think you should go and find some better person, somebody who's really good, somebody that others have gone to and they have real good experience with. That's very important because you got to undo all that effect. I think a good massage would help you too. And also yoga. Did you ever try yoga? I think yoga would be good too. I mean the physical kind. Yeah, your beings. Yeah, your beings. You were all breaking up. I didn't really understand it. Okay, but you have to allow people to feel like that. You have to allow people to think like that if they want to, because there's no use in objecting to it. You can share with them how you feel. You have to allow them to be the way they want to be. I mean, what's the problem? They are in their evolution. They are going through their evolution. That's where they're at. That's fine. Or whatever. I mean, just the fact that somebody's thinking about superior energies, superior forces, it doesn't matter what form it is, as long as they have some conception of there's a superior energy, means they are more evolved and one can be friendly with them. I really don't think there's any need to argue about it, because it seems to me that the people who argue themselves, they also don't have much realization. They're just talking about theories that they believe in. And if they really understand, they wouldn't argue anyway, because they'd see how everybody is part of the divine. Well, I also cannot be around anyone who smokes. And I don't like being around people who are drunk. So you just have to be friendly and nice. And when they start getting a little nutty like that, just go do something else. The idea of the mantra is to harmonize your energy within yourself with the energy of the divine through the sound. So what you are doing is you are invoking the deity sound. But you can also use sound to do other things. So the sound is a tool, and a very good one, and a very good tool, a very good instrument, a very good means. It's a good experience. Yeah. Discipline imposed upon oneself is only valuable if it's good for oneself. And if it's not good for oneself, it has no value. The idea is like this. If discipline is good for you, it has value. If discipline is not good for you, it doesn't have value. Discipline all by itself is neutral. It's a tool. What counts is whether it's good for you or not. How do you understand? You can try it and see the effect. So you can think about discipline. And then if you like the idea of it, then you can try it. And if you like the experience of it, you continue. Okay, this is going to have to be the last one because it's real late. All I heard was living end. Nicely? I hear a little bit. Try again. Main activity is that we just moved and we're trying to get the place together, and the same thing is to try to figure out how to live here, what occupation to take, how to earn money, how to do things. It's a big thing, moving to another continent. Figure out how the place works. So I haven't lived here since 1970, and it's very, I have to adjust, and it's taking time, but gradually we're getting into it. A lot of nice people have been coming and visiting, and it's been very good. Because, you know, there's about 1,000 devotees or former devotees who live in this area. So we get a lot of guests, and, you know, just like today, we dress the deities, and it's kind of fun. No, here at home, that's why, you know, just before I finished, actually Kamala was continuing when I had to talk to you. So I started early and she finished. So it was a very busy Sunday morning, I tell you. Very busy.